Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass, and UGA has dropped to number 10 in the latest coaches poll after that loss to Alabama on Saturday. They had been ranked number 3, but falling to Kalen DeBoer and co. At Sanford Stadium, 24-21, that'll do it. Here's Kirby on being 1-7 against Bama.
I mean, what's everybody else's record against them? You got it? I don't either. Like I don't lose sleep over that, because those games have been like championship caliber games, right? And even when we play in the regular season, they've been. I just saw 25 scouts out there. They're all there to watch these teams play. So that's not going to affect me. Like I'm going to be happy and just go lucky if our team comes back and plays well. That's what I worry about.
What a game, first off. What a Saturday in college football. And the two night games did not disappoint between
Insane.
Oregon and Penn State and Georgia, Alabama. I'll say that first. The best quarterback on the field was wearing crimson. The best offensive line and defensive line on the field wearing white and crimson. I thought that when it came down to it, Ty Simpson made plays when they needed it, and I thought that short yardage-wise, Alabama beat Georgia handily. When Alabama needed a yard, they could get it. When Georgia needed a yard, Alabama could keep them from getting it. And that's where I thought the difference was in the game. I saw the fire Glenn Schumann tweets at halftime. What did his defense do in the second half?
Awesome.
They didn't allow
so
a point.
Good.
Now, they did allow some. Alabama was able to secure the game by getting short yardage, but I mean, this game was both teams are going to score in the first half, and hardly anybody scored in the second half. Kalen DeBoer, for all the crap he gets about he's not an SEC coach, well, he's 2-0 against the best coach in college football, and that stands for something. Also, the message boards and the Twitterers that have hit me up about Kirby, if he's going to be soft and not focused, can go kick rocks.
Yeah,
I don't think so, Scooter.
If you had to make me pick any coach to coach a college football game, it would be Kirby Smart, and I don't care what happened on Saturday. And I told you guys going in, I was not confident in what Alabama was able to do, but Kirby Smart is still the best coach in college football. This is not like you went out and got the doors blown off of you. And I know I realize it is frustrating for Georgia fans, but your defense did struggle in the first half. I think Ty Simpson started 8 of 8 on third down, which is crazy, a crazy number. And you're right. In the end, I think Bama ended up 13 of 19 on third down. Georgia ended up 2 of 8. That was the story of the game in a lot of different ways. But I still, guys, Georgia is a very good football team, and Georgia is going to the playoffs this year. Do not forget that. Do not lose sight of that.
Man, you are so gracious about this. I told Grant Saturday night, it was like, I talked a lot of smack last week. He was like, that's sports.
It's just, I have so much respect for Kirby and that program because I've seen the way they've gone about that business. And it's just, guys, it's one or two plays here and there. A lot's going to be made about not kicking the field goal. And I understood in the flow of the game, looking back on it, I can say, okay, Cash Jones, this, that, and the other. But he's a shoelace away from probably picking up that first down and putting that game into Georgia's hands. So I don't know. I know a lot of Georgia fans back and forth about just take the points. you were really close to breaking that thing open.
I get tired of the second guessing because I think it's so easy to sit back when the game's all said and done and say, well, if you wouldn't have done this and if you would only done that and if you do this and that, it gets old. Look, Kirby, he felt the flow of the game, to your point, was let's go for this. We're at home. Let's go ahead and win this. Let's go win this game right now.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that. With the guys won a couple of national titles. I don't think the team's lost focus. I don't think the team's soft. I think you're seeing what you're seeing right now. And Kirby said this in postgame. What you're seeing right now is what college football is. Those were two of the five most talented teams in college football on Saturday night on the same field. And you don't have depth like you. So you can talk about losing focus. That's all a bunch of crap. It's not, and none of it is real. What is real is the depth that these two teams used to have is not there. They're talented 1 through 11. Probably, and I'm talking about on just one side of the ball, probably 1 through 15. But the two deep, the 2.5 deep on each side of the ball at each position, that doesn't exist anymore. That's why Vanderbilt is 5-0, blowing somebody out and coming to
not excited
Tuscaloosa
about that one.
Next weekend with game day there.
Yeah, not excited. I think it's a great point. I think the ceiling of the SEC has come down, and I think the floor has come up. Even Mississippi State.
Holy smokes, that game against Tennessee was off the rails,
great
Mike.
Great game. And you just don't see the basement dwellers that you have in the past in the SEC, and you don't have the other teams running away with it because of that. It's really, really good football right now, really competitive.
Look at how good LSU Ole Miss was. Look at how good that game was. Man, I mean, it's crazy. I love college football.
Yeah, speaking of, Ole Miss beat LSU 24-19. I do want to mention, though, Oregon, Penn State, crazy game. Oregon ended up winning 30-24 in overtime.
This is the James Franklin thing we talked about last week on Friday. James Franklin now, I believe, is 4-21 against top 10 teams. 4-21, and Dan Lanning, who has been there for 3 years, has 5 wins against top 10 teams. It's just crazy. Drew Aller, woof. Woof, buddy. Like, that wasn't it right there at the end.
Drew Aller is going to be one of those I don't know this 100%. I think I could feel him being one of those quarterbacks that why wasn't he better in college? And then he gets in the NFL, and he just, like, Brock Purdy's it, but he's more talented.
Right.
And I think that he gets held back at times by James Franklin and Penn State and what they do. Down 17-3 though at home in the fourth quarter, and you make a rally. Got to give them credit.
Yes, you do.
Got to give them credit. Look, Penn State might be another team that you're saying at the end of the year is in the college football playoff. Don't sleep on that. The Tennessee, Miss State game. We're in overtime in that game. Like, what are we doing? Man, I tell you what, I can't wait for this weekend because it's college football all day long. And I don't got to worry about Sunday.
Dude, I'm headed over there. I'm Tuscaloosa bound this weekend with the Falcons on a bye week. Got offered a couple sweet tickets.
Nice.
Me and the wife are like, yeah, I think we'll head over there.
Well,
I'm not rich. The people that we know are, though.
Well, let me tell you something. I've worked with you. This is college football year 3 of working with you. This is the second year out of the 3 that you're going to be sitting in the suite.
Yeah, we're doing
Tuscaloosa.
All right. We're doing
all
right.
So, I mean, you know.
We just meet the right people along the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, Georgia Tech beat Wake Forest 30-29. They're undefeated for the season. Halfway to that 10 win season, guys.
Yeah, we don't look so stupid now, do we, Steak? Where are you at now, Steak? Yeah, why don't you come talk trash again, Steak?
Did you watch the offsides play that everybody's talking about? And again, it was a bad call.
I thought there was a fumble that was ruled a fumble, then incomplete that was – questionable as well, and that went Wake Forest's way. We can argue that. Yeah, they should have called it. Let me tell you something. This happens, and give Georgia Tech credit for taking advantage of it. Wake Forest came out with a hair on fire, ready to do something. You weathered the storm. You're down 23 after the opening drive. Wake Forest gets the open drive in the third quarter. You're down 20-3 now,
dude.
And you stormed back. And you were able to find a way to win a game where you did not play very good.
I agree. The mental toughness of Georgia Tech right now is off the chain. And you got to give them credit no matter what the outcome would have been at the end. But it's even sweeter for them to go out and get that win. And they're rolling right now, man.
Hey, each Wednesday night, join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shotgun set now. Robinson off Penix's left hip for second and goal at the 6. 5.5, if you will. Commanders showing pressure. Penix going to gun it to the end zone. Touchdown, Drake London. And we're going 9-5 for the first touchdown.
Yes, after yesterday's win over the Commanders, I thought it was only appropriate for my Mac drop today to go over the biggest wins in Falcons history. It's not a contest. You don't need to memorize these. You don't have to have these in your brain, Bo. But I
Everything
am curious.
Is a contest.
I'm curious if they are filed away for you. Let's go through, and this is according to AtlantaFalcons.com. Which NFC rival did the Falcons beat in September of 1973, 62-7?
New Orleans.
That is the Saints. Yes.
That's a good guess. Yeah, 33% chance.
They were pretty bad early in their existence. I think their first year was like 67.
Wait. And Carolina didn't exist then.
That's right.
And
well, you got to remember, that back then, New Orleans was an NFC West rival.
Yeah.
And Tampa Bay was an NFC Central.
There you go.
Team.
Are you such a Falcons fan that you've gone back to previous games before your existence to know the history?
I've watched stuff and talked about stuff with people and seen stuff, but I haven't went back and like looked at every game that's ever happened.
Gather around, friends.
I just that was a little bit this is a little bit of a common sense thing of just knowing history of the teams and how bad New Orleans was early in their
I don't
existence.
Think it's common sense. I think it's just you. I think it feels like common sense to you.
Yeah, I was about to say I wouldn't categorize that under common sense.
I think it's just a
it's good for you to know that.
I can rule out the other two.
Okay, sorry.
All right, so back in September of 2014, Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and Harry Douglas ran the score up 56-14 against who?
Tampa Bay.
He was
at that one.
He knew that one.
I was at that one.
I was at that one, too.
You were. That was Devin Hester. I think Devin Hester broke the record that night, the punt.
I think you're right.
The punt return thing.
Man, what a good day that was.
Yeah.
All right, under Jerry Glanville, who did the Falcons dominate in November of 1991, 43-7?
I don't know, because they did play New Orleans in a playoff game that year, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it was New Orleans or... But I'll go with New Orleans.
It was the Bucs.
Okay.
I was like, I'm not even going to guess. You're up to bat here, buddy. If you want to win a competition, this is yours.
I bet you'll know this one. Matt Ryan threw for 329 yards on October 11th.
Panthers.
No. Oh.
Should have waited.
She just gave you the stink eye.
Should have waited.
Jump the gun.
All right, go ahead and finish the question, please, Allie.
October 11th, 2009, when the Falcons beat who on the road?
Oh, wow.
That was the second year. I don't know. 2009 was a blur.
Yeah, I was going to say I wasn't quite here yet.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't traveling yet.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have a good guess.
That would be the 49ers.
There you go.
Okay.
I would not have guessed the 49ers. I will say that. That's good.
Is it all coming back to you now, Bo?
Yeah.
Like
he's gonna act like it is. Either way.
I remember some games in 2009.
He's trying to save face by looking at the ceiling right now and going, oh, yeah.
Let's see if we can get one more. Back in 2010, the Falcons crushed who on September 19th, 41-7?
September 19th.
Well, Mike was in the game.
I was going to say, was it a home game or an away game? That's early in the season. I'm going to say, is it Seattle?
The Rams.
It was the Cardinals.
Dang it. We were in the right division.
Yeah.
I
remember going on the road
Seattle.
That year, and I think it was on the road and just beating. I thought they beat the crap out of the Rams, but maybe I missed it.
No.
I kind of swore.
There were just too many dominating wins
to
choose from.
Yeah. 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 You're right. Yeah. Thank you for that, though. I like the notion of that.
Well, coming up, speaking of wins, it is Falcons Monday. We are taking your calls at 404-726-0929. Getting into that most recent win, I do have a tweet I want to read you guys next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.